The remaining money from the Trumas Alishka, what would they do with that money? And starting from Chodesh Nisan, they would start buying Kabbalah Tzibah with the money that is collected for that year. And they would no longer use the Masa Veshaka that was collected in the previous year to buy the Kabbalah Tzibah. So what would they do with that money? That money that was left over from the previous year's collection would be used to buy gold to plate the floor and the wall of the Kadshe HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. The money that was profited from selling the wine, flour, and oil that was bought with the leftover money from the Shari HaLishka was used for Kayat HaMizbeach to buy Kabbanos that would be put on the Mizbeach at a time when no other Kabbanos are put on the Mizbeach. As we had in the previous Mishnah, the Rabbi Yishmael said, any leftover money from the Shari HaLishka is used to buy wine, oil, and flour that was sold to make a profit for Hegdish, and that profit would be used to buy Olos for the Kayat HaMizbeach that were put on the Mizbeach at a time when no other Kabbanos were brought. And anything left over for the Trumas HaLishka from the Masa HaShekel of the previous year that no longer is to be used for Korban HaTzibur, that money would be used to buy clay sharis utensils that are used in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. As according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Maisa Truma was not used to buy gold to plate the Kadosh HaKadosh. Instead, the Maisa Truma was used to buy clay sharis. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Maisa HaTruma L'Kayit HaMizbeach. Rabbi Akiva said, the leftover collection of Masa HaShekel from the previous year that's no longer used to buy Korban HaTzibur is used to buy olos for Kayit HaMizbeach. As Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Yishmael in the previous mission, he holds that it is forbidden to profit from money of Hegdish, so therefore, since they did not profit by selling wine, oil, and flour, instead, they use the Maisar Truma to buy the oilers for the Kayas and Mizbeach. For Maisar Nesachah and the clay shards, and the money that is left over from the purchases of wine for the Nesachah, are used to buy clay shards, utensils that are used in the service of the Beis HaMikdash. As Bezin of Hegdish would give the suppliers of wine money up front to be supplied with wine for the entire year for the Nesacha. And so too they would give the suppliers of oil and flour money up front so that they would be supplied with oil and flour for the Kabbalah's Mincha for the entire year. And if at the time the Bezin of Hegdish gave the suppliers the money, it cost 3 saw of flour per one seller. And later on during the year it went down in price to 4 saw of flour per one seller. The suppliers would have to give the flour to Hegdish at the cheaper price. And the extra money that they made, because they are now being supplied with the flour at a cheaper price, would be used to buy clay shards. And so too, the suppliers would be obligated to give Hegdish the flour in a heaping measure, and that extra flour that they received because of the heaping measure would be used to buy clay shards. The money that was made for the leftover Nesachim, meaning to say the money that was made by Hegdish because they were supplied flour at a cheaper price, or because they were supplied the flour in a heaping measure, would be used by Olos for the Kayat HaMizbeach. And the leftover money from the previous year's collection of Maksis HaShekel would be used to buy clay shards. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim did not agree with Rabbi Shmuel regarding to the money that was profited by Hegdish by selling oil, wine, and flour from the money that was left over from the Shiori HaLishka. As Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Yishmael in the previous mission, he held that it's forbidden for Bezin to profit by selling wine, oil, and flour from the money that is left over from the Shiori HaLishka. And so too, Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim also agrees with Rabbi Akiva that it's forbidden for Hegdish to profit by selling wine, oil, and flour from the money that is left over from the Shiori HaLishka. The surplus of the Ketores that was left over at the end of the year, what would they do with that surplus? And they would prepare in advance 368 portions of Ketores. 365 of those portions is for each day of the solar year. And three extra portions that was used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he would take two handfuls from that portion to be nikatar, to be sacrificed in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom HaKippur. And those three portions that were prepared for the Kohen Gadol was usually more than what was needed, so there were some left over from what was prepared for the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. And so too, even though they prepare 365 portions of the Ketores for each day of the solar year, that's only for a leap year. However, for a regular year, that was only 354 days, so they had 11 extra portions that was left over at the end of the year. And starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would no longer use the Ketores that was prepared for the previous years, and now they would buy Ketores from the new collection of the Machtes HaShakel. So what would they do with the surplus Ketores that was left over by Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Afrisha Mimena Scharha Umnim. They would set aside wages for the umnim, for the craftsmen that prepared the Ketores, and they would give them wages from the Lishka. Umechalin Osa Al Scharha Umnim. And they would take the surplus Ketores, and they would be mechalin, they would redeem it on the wages that was given to the craftsmen from the Trumas HaLishka. And when they gave the wages to the craftsmen that prepared the Ketores from the Trumas HaLishka, those wages were no longer kadosh. They were no longer considered hegdish, since once they are given to the craftsmen, they lose their kedusha. And now they take the surplus Ketores and they redeem it onto those wages. So now the surplus Ketores no longer have kedusha. And the kedusha from the surplus Ketores has been transferred to the wages that was given to the craftsmen. And they then take the surplus Ketores that no longer have Kedusha, and they would give it to the craftsmen for their wages. And the money that was originally given to the craftsmen is returned to Hekdesh. And then they take some of the Machtes HaShakel that was given for the new year, and they use those Machtes HaShakels to buy back the surplus Ketores that was given to the craftsmen. So now, the Ketores that was bought back by Hegdish has been bought from the new collection of Machtes HaShakel, so now that Ketores could be used for the upcoming year. As the Ketores that was bought from the original Machtes HaShakel from the previous year can no longer be used for the coming year, but now they have bought back that Ketores from the new collection of Machtes HaShakel for the coming year, so now that Ketores could be used for the upcoming year. In Ba'acharash Bizmano, Lochano saw Mitruma Chadasha. Now that which we said, that they buy back the Ketores from the craftsmen, from the Machtes HaShakel that were collected for the coming year, that's if the Machtes HaShakel had already been collected at the right time. They already have the collection on hand for the upcoming year. Be'imlav min ha'yishana. But if not, if people delay in giving the Machtes HaShakel for the coming year, so they don't have a new collection of the Machtes HaShakel to buy back the Ketores for the upcoming year, then they have no choice but to buy back the Ketores from the old collection of Machtes HaShakel from the previous year, and they would use that Ketores until they collect the new Machtes HaShakel and are able to buy Ketores from the new collection of Machtes HaShakel.